Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best Eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best Eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, Making Hormones Make Sense, with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Hey there, Dr. Fiona Lovely here. This is Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, Making Hormones Make Sense. And I'm back. I hope everyone's had a really good summer. And summer's officially over here in Western Canada and in Calgary today. We had a heck of a snowstorm. It's the 2nd of October, by the way. And so I'm reminded that back to work, back to getting stuff done, and summer's officially over. So I would like to say thank you to all of you who sent lovely, supportive messages for me over the summer. It's been the difference between some days feeling great and not feeling so good. So I just want to thank you. That all matters so very much to me. And I hope someone can return the favor to you in your life today. I thought maybe I'd start off this new season, I guess we'll call it that, talking about functional medicine. It's a term I use a lot. And recently I was having a conversation with someone on Facebook who is not geographically located where I am, and a smart woman. And I said to her, you need to find a functional GP or a functional medicine doctor. And she said, what is functional medicine? And I thought, I suspect this is probably some of my listeners as well. And so I thought I'd take the time today and talk to you a little bit about what I mean when I say functional medicine. Now, I will say this, throughout the summer, as the spirit has moved me, I've gone ahead and recorded a video or two on Facebook, done a Facebook Live. Those are always really fun for me because I do them from the office right before I start seeing patients typically. Although the ones I look really tired, those would be the ones I do after patient care. But there's quite a few of them there covering some topics, and I will continue to do those because actually I find them really fun. I like them a lot. So if you don't already know, we have a podcast page on Facebook. It is at Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast. You'll be able to find it there. All the videos are there. I try to post relevant content. And I certainly am going to let you know when there's a new podcast that drops right there on that page. So I do also have the product launch coming of the Menopause Help Guide. For those of you that have been listening to past episodes, I did launch it in the spring, and there is a launch coming up in a week or so. And I want you to go, please, to drlovely.com if you're interested. And there is a coming soon banner there where you can sign up, put your email address, and then I will let you know as soon as the portal is open for you to own the Menopause Help Guide, which I just have to say, the women who are in the group, there's a private Facebook group that's part of that. And the women that are in that group have just been so much fun over the summer. So it's going to get a whole new dose of ladies in there coming up, and I'm looking forward to that community growing. And what's cool is it's a private community, and you can interact with me and ask me questions as much as you'd like. And again, more on that coming soon. And let's dive into functional medicine, what it means. So again, I realize that there are simply many who have no idea what functional medicine is. It's a fairly new terminology that's being used. So I thought maybe I'd do some definitions for you. So why would you choose functional medicine over allopathic medicine? So let me define allopathic medicine for you. That is a term that alternative health practitioners, like myself as a chiropractor, use as to describe mainstream medicine as it refers to the use of pharmaceuticals and physical interventions like surgical procedures. So we use the blanket term allopathic medicine. It's sort of an alternative to alternative medicine, shall we say. Whereas medicine itself, or mainstream medicine itself, can be defined as using the surgical procedures, physical interventions, and pharmaceuticals for management of symptoms. So unfortunately, because of a lot of factors, and most of them economic, that is the ruling big pharma. Keep in mind that all the research, essentially almost all the research, is funded by pharmaceutical companies in medicine. And so you can skew those results any way you need to make them look good for whatever factions might be involved. I know this is really yucky stuff, but I'm getting to some good stuff here in a minute. So, you know, you have to question the authority. You have to wonder where someone may be coming from while they're recommending a certain intervention or a certain medicine. And I've just actually been told that here in Canada, starting very soon, we're going to be able to see how much money our doctors are actually getting from the pharmaceutical companies. Like, typically what happens is when you have a patient or a group of patients that you pick one particular medicine for over and over and over again, let's say Lipitor, let's pick that one. The drug companies are sold that information from the pharmacies, and the doctors can actually receive a kickback. Now, sometimes I think there's some rules against it being money, but it can be things like seminars or computer equipment or vacations and that sort of thing. So again, I'd like to see some better transparency there for sure. And listen, we've all got bills to pay, so I'm trying not to be too judgmental here. And the practice of medicine is an expensive one, no doubt. But anyways, oftentimes you have those economic factors that you may not be considering while you're just going to your doctor to ask questions about your breast lump or your foot fungus or the headaches that you have or perimenopause. Okay, so keep that all in mind. And so unfortunately with this, the model has become more about disease management. I'm talking about mainstream medicine again. And rather than focusing on how can we get you healthier, how can we prevent this from becoming something else, how can we prevent it from happening in the first place, the place where medicine really is fitting in right now is in the management and control of the symptomatology of the diseases that are already there. So, and again, that comes down to what are the available interventions. Well, if it's drug, surgery, or radiation, you know, those are your options. So I had an interesting conversation recently with a GP I know very well, here in town, and she and I were talking about a patient that we share, so we were co-caring, and I suggested to her that I felt that this particular patient had some raging nutritional deficiencies due to a physical reason that she could no longer absorb the nutrients from her food. So even though she was eating better, she was not, you know, her teeth are still falling out, her hair is still falling out, her skin is dry, she's, you know, showing a bunch of cognitive signs. And I suggested to the GP that, again, this patient had nutritional deficiencies, and because we can't use a oral supplementation, I was looking for some suggestions for her from the doctor as to what we could do. And she said, we, as a profession, manage the symptoms as they come up. The preventative part, she said, that's all you. And I thought, wow. And again, I have a great relationship with this particular doctor. She's a great lady. And I thought, okay, she said it so plainly to me. Another recent event I had, speaking with a medical doctor from another part of the world who's living here in Canada, practicing here in Canada. She chose not to practice in Canada with her MD license, but went back to school and got herself an ND, which is a naturopathy doctor, a naturopathic doctorate degree. And she was giving me some nutritional advice for a patient. And I suggested to her that I found it very strange that a patient who had severe arthritis that was related to inflammation was not being counseled by her rheumatologist about gut health. Those two things are so intimately connected, you see, that to me it was just absurd that it was not being dealt with. And the GP or MD turned ND said, we just read different textbooks. And I thought, oh, that's so interesting and so true. But I've never heard it said so plainly, right? You know, from my point of view where I stand, I go, well, why isn't this just being dealt with better? So it was interesting to hear her perspective. Okay, so functional medicine is essentially a personalized approach, blending a bunch of different factors into why a person would be healthy or not so healthy. And I'm actually going to read to you the definition of functional medicine right from the Institute of Functional Medicine website. So, functional medicine model is an individualized, patient-centered, science-based approach that empowers patients and practitioners to work together to address the underlying causes of disease and promote optimal wellness. It relies on a detailed understanding of each patient's genetic, biochemical, and lifestyle factors, and leverages that data to direct personalized treatment plans that lead to improved patient outcomes. By addressing root cause rather than symptoms, practitioners become oriented to identifying the complexity of disease. They may find one condition that has many different causes, and likewise, one cause may result in many different conditions. As a result, functional medicine treatment targets the specific manifestations of disease in each individual. I actually could not have said that better myself. And by the way, one of my cats has joined us on the podcast right now, so if you hear some funny sounds, Kitty is here for a visit. Okay, so when it comes to functional medicine, again, it really is a personal approach, and there's a blending of many different things in a way that mainstream medicine does not. For me, it's the realization that, you know, this GP's, the GP and the MD I was talking to just said, look, we just do a different thing. So it gives you a more holistic approach. As I often say in the podcast, if you're looking for information on how to fix your Maserati and you take it to the Ford dealership, the Ford dealership is going to say, well, it's got an engine, so I suppose I can fix it. But, you know, we're not specialists of that. So you really got to think about where you're getting your opinion from. And it turns out that functional medicine is born from a place where there are a lot of practitioners who are okay, hang on a sec, I gotta get my cat out of here, one moment. Okay, as I was saying, functional medicine is born out of a place where there's practitioners like myself who are feeling frustrated about how incomplete the patient assessment and treatment had become in mainstream medicine. And so You know, when I first started learning what has become functional medicine, I was a professional student. It was the early 2000s. It wasn't even called functional medicine then. The classes I took were called restorative endocrinology, so they specifically focused on the function of the glands and the hormone production. And it wasn't until far more recently that we really started to see it be called functional medicine. And I do believe the roots of functional medicine actually come from the gut and learning about the human microbiome and how the bugs are in there. Of course, you listen to the podcast, so you know all about the human microbiome. And functional medicine has really driven a lot of that research, because what we're learning about the gut is that it's so, so critical to overall health. And so it's those of us looking at it saying, okay, there's got to be a better way to do it. We've got to be able to be more comprehensive with the patient, but it doesn't fit the current model so much. So anyways, the cool thing about functional medicine, there's a lot of things, but it's multidisciplinary, which means that you're not just a chiropractor or an acupuncturist or a medical doctor or an ophthalmologist. You can be, any of those disciplines can do functional medicine. And so you do it from your own point of view, your own system you know best about. And it helps the patient in a totally different way. And it really changes the way you look at, you know, for me as a chiropractor, I can't just talk about the spine. I've got to talk about the health of the nervous system. And the health of the nervous system is the brain, central nervous system, peripheral nervous system, the brain, the spinal cord. Guess what? The brain needs the gut to heal and to function well. So we need to talk about that. And I think that's a really important thing. So you get this multidisciplinary approach, which is really cool, because you go to these functional medicine meetings and it's all walks of professional life that show up there. And we're collaborating together in a way that we were not able to do before, because there was not a platform where a medical doctor and a chiropractor could sit and have a respectful conversation. And I think that has been one of the greatest gifts of functional medicine, because it means that you, as the consumer of functional medicine, as the patient, gets us working together for the betterment of you. And I've always felt that that's what medicine was about. That's what matters. So it's a truly holistic approach. So why bother functional medicine for perimenopause? Well, first of all, I have written in my notes here, it's not just your hormone sweets. And it's true. You listen to the podcast, you know that. It's a lot of different systems that are involved here. So glands, of course, are influenced by the brain, which is influenced by the gut, which is healed and maintained by food, by supplements, by the way you think, and the whole lot. Brain, gut, glands, everything else, all of it's controlled by how you think. And of course, that's the epigenetic part of it. And by the way, which is just one of my favorite things to talk about. And I know you know that because I totally geek out over it every time it comes up. But they're not today. There are previous podcasts that will do a better job of that. So the systems are complex of the body. They're complex and they talk to each other and they deserve to be assessed together. The other thing is your functional medicine doctor, because we can really zone in on what system is causing the disconnect, we can also be a great source of referral, far more specifically than somebody who isn't doing a full assessment. And that can get you to the help that you need much, much quicker. So I hope there's some information there that helps you sort of get where functional medicine is on the radar. I am not sure how well it's covered in terms of your insurance in the States. Generally speaking, in Canada, if you have, let's say you want to come see me, I'm a chiropractor, that's my professional designation. As long as you have chiropractic coverage, you have coverage for functional medicine. It would be the same for acupuncture or MD, certainly MD gets to bill provincial insurance here in Canada. But, you know, I'm not sure whether or not your doctors are going to be covered that way in the U.S. Maybe somebody can tell me, write me on the Facebook page and tell me if they are. I think typically you just have to ask your insurance companies. Don't you just hate that someone who doesn't have a medical degree is in charge of that stuff? I just always found that a bit silly, really. Anyways, so a couple of things I want to finish with. If you're searching for a functional medicine doctor in your area, I have two resources for you. They're both practitioner search databases. One is IFM, as in International Institute of Functional Medicine. So IF, as in Fiona, M as in medicine.org. Okay, ifm.org. There's a practitioner finder there. You can also go to functionalmedicinedoctors.com. There'll be a place there that you can search your area geographically for a professional that does functional medicine in your area. And you can also hit me up on the Facebook page because I've got a network of practitioners all over the place. And that's pretty cool stuff, right? So I can always look to see if I know somebody in the area that you're at. So please go ahead and like us on the Facebook page at Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast. That's on Facebook. There will be Facebook Lives that I do throughout the week. Again, I'm really enjoying that medium right now. The Menopause Help Guide is launching October 10th. That's next Tuesday. Please get on the wait list for that. You go to drlovely.com. There's a banner there where you can put your email address, and I will personally email you and let you know when that is available, up and running for you to take a look at. And if you're feeling sassy and you want to help out other women in a way that you have been helped by this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes. I very, very much appreciate that. And you know something? It just does my soul so good to be back here behind the mic and talking to you today. Thank you again to all of you who have sent beautiful supportive messages to me and for listening to the podcast. And I'll talk to you very, very soon. Bye-bye. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.